The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and said to him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? But Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 70 times seven times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of his debt. At that, the servant fell down and did him homage and said to him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him his loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back his debt. When his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to do so. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had put pity on you? And then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back his whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother or your sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us reflect on the meaning of the moment, maybe the teaching of the day. There's a grace in every day. There's a teaching in every moment and in every time. So let me claim these few moments of homily for a short reverie on Ireland and on St. Patrick. Patrick came to Ireland in the 5th century. He didn't bring the faith to Ireland. There was a bishop there before him, a fellow named Palladius. Palladius wasn't there very long, maybe 2 or 3 years, and then Patrick came to Ireland somewhere around 432. And he was the one that evangelized Ireland. While the seeds of faith were there in small numbers, he is the one who evangelized the people of Ireland. Consider this, we're born of 1,000 people. We're not just born of our parents, we're born of our grandparents and their parents. We're born of a culture, we're born out of a community. We're gifted, enriched, burdened, and blessed by the community out of which we were born. Keep in mind that whatever glory and whatever credit must go to the Irish, it's born out of sacrifice. It's born out of suffering. Greatness is always born out of suffering. Prosperity never produces supreme virtue, more likely to do the opposite. When I go back to Ireland, I can still see the house. It's a hovel where my great-grandparents lived in the time of the famine, 1845. So the history of the Irish is a teaching in itself that should have meaning for us today. Oppressed by a foreign power, by England, sometimes with great violence for 600 years, ravished by a famine in 1845, and struggling to find meaning in life, it caused a great exodus from Ireland. And somehow out of the sacrifice and the struggle and the pains of people, something wonderful was born. This must be a teaching for today with the coronavirus, that out of this struggle we have, a most extraordinary and unprecedented time in our country here and in our world, there must be goodness born out of this, caring for one another, thinking about considerate for one another. That's why our churches are in our homes now, because that's a sign of our sacrifice. And being homebound, it's a Lenten thought, and it's a Christian thought, and in many ways, it's a teaching that comes from the history of the Irish. Whatever goodness and the faith and the sacrifice, it was born out of the struggles of generations that went before us. And we are born, and we are enriched, and we are empowered by the sacrifices, the struggles and the pains that were gifted to us from generations that went before us. So look at today and say, now we will teach the next generation about sacrifice, about caring for others, about reaching out and blessing others, about finding God's presence in our homes, not so much in coming to the building of the church, but to cultivate a prayer in your home, to call your family together to pray. This must be the grace and the teaching of these extraordinary days. Amen.